Here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we are joined by former Pleasantville baseball player Kyle Ament for a Where Are They Now segment to talk about his experience currently playing in the AA affiliate in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization.
Visiting today with former Pleasantville baseball player Kyle Ament, who was recently just promoted into AA in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Kyle, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me today and to visit about your connection with Pleasantville, obviously being there and then now in the minor leagues. Let's just start off our conversation a little bit talking about kind of what was it like for you just recently in the last couple of weeks being able to get kind of that promotion within the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, super exciting. I was up in High A up in Portland and just throwing well. And my parents had just come up actually to come watch and when I got the promotion. So really good to have them up there. Really a good like lesson, honestly, getting moved up. Hitters are different. Hitters are a little better. And so it's really, I mean, it's just really good opportunity to get moved up like that.
Yeah, what was kind of the what is kind of the process for you, you know, having to switch? Obviously, when you get called up, you have to switch cities, you have to move, you kind of have to pick up and leave one team and move to the new team. So what's kind of the biggest adjustments that you have to make in that kind of aspect?
Pretty much just living out of your suitcase.
Yeah.
Got to pack pretty light. I don't have a vehicle, so that makes it a little easier. You only have about 3 bags that you can pack stuff in, carry on, and 2 that you can check on the plane. So it kind of limits what you got. But from a different aspect of just like meeting new people and everything, it kind of reminds me of just travel ball when I was younger. When I play on those teams, like you're probably only with them for a weekend or maybe 2, but you kind of get to know people. You just start talking to them and building those relationships. And I saw some of these guys in spring training in Arizona. So I kind of knew some of them, but now I'm kind of getting to know them a lot more and making some connections there. So.
Yeah, can you kind of talk to too about just kind of what the last year has been like? I know you finished up playing college ball and with Dallas Baptist, but kind of the process of getting signed with a big league club in their organization and then where you kind of went from there.
Yeah, so after the season was over, I had a little break in between when like our season ended and the draft, so working out and everything, and then got a call from the Diamondbacks day 2 and accepted. And got down to Arizona, started working out a little bit down there, and they sent me out to our low-A affiliate, which is in California. And I was there and finished out the rest of that year out in California. And then I was in Arizona in January for 3 weeks doing our instruct. And then in February for early camp, that led into spring training. And actually, I got hurt right at the end of early camp going into spring training. So I actually didn't get sent out with everybody when spring training ended. I was about 2 weeks late. But then once I left late April, I got sent out to Hillsboro, which is our High A up in Oregon. And I was there for a month and a half up until now.
What do you feel like was when you were in Hillsboro pitching in kind of the High A level? What do you you had a great, you know, great time there, at least statistical wise. What do you feel that was really working for you?
Just getting strike one. The biggest thing, there's a big difference between being 0-1 and 1-0 to a hitter. And when you're 0-1, you kind of put them in a defensive position and it opens up everything for you. Any pitch that you can throw, I mean, it opens it up. Whereas if you go 1-0, then you're wanting a strike to get back into the count, and they're sitting there ready for the fastball. So being able to get 0-1 on the first pitch, and then after that, it's just attacking the zone until you're 2 strikes, and you can expand out of the zone, try to get swing and miss.
When you played you know, out of high school, you played at Southeastern Community College, and then where was kind of the decision that was made to go to Dallas Baptist? I mean, I'm sure there were some other options on the table of where you could have gone to school, but what was your decision process to go there?
I mean, weather played a huge factor in that. I mean, it's a lot warmer in Dallas than it is anywhere up north. And then, honestly, the campus is beautiful. The coaching staff there is great. And the players I talked to, I already knew one of them from being in junior college with him. But all the other guys that I ended up meeting were super nice, super welcoming. It made it feel like it was the right fit, and I would say it was the right fit for me.
Well, Kyle, to kind of kick it all the way back to your time when you were at Pleasantville, you know, what did you in your time there, you know, being in it, playing at a small town school, you know, in small town Iowa, what is something significant that you learned, especially from Coach Card when you were at Pleasantville?
Something that we always used to say is expect the unexpected. And pretty much, like, you never know what's going to happen, so you always got to be on your toes and be ready for it. And I think that's something that I've been able to carry over, I mean, into life anyway, like, not just baseball. It's just being on your toes and being ready for anything that kind of comes your way. And I mean, don't take anything for granted either. And being from a small town helps because, I mean, if you get anything that's remotely new, it's like something that gets used a lot. And it's really cool. And I've definitely seen it from guys I've played with who've been from bigger towns. They have a bunch of the fancy technology and everything, and they kind of just take it for granted for having it. So they just expect the unexpected and don't take anything for granted.
Have you been able to maintain, you know, in your time in throughout college and now in a major league organization, have you been able to maintain a relationship with Sheldon, you know, keeping up with him and you know, communicating with him?
Oh yeah, yep. He actually came out and watched me out in Visalia last year. But every time I'm back home, I make it a point to go see him, and he opens up the building for us and allows me to throw in there, especially when there's snow on the ground. Can't really throw outside in December most of the time. So just being able to, I mean, I know he cares a lot about all the guys that go through. Play baseball for Pleasantville, and he did a lot for me when I was in high school. So just keeping that relationship going, and you know, he's there for me and I'm there for him. So
Is there a specific, you know, in your time throughout spring training or your time throughout, you know, playing in different minor league teams, is there a specific maybe major league player that you've run into that was kind of like, whoa, this is the real deal now that I've seen him?
Yeah, so when I was in low A last year, it was our last series of the year. We played out in it's called Rancho Cucamongas in Rancho, California, I think. And that's the low A for the Dodgers. And Joe Kelly, who's a reliever for him, was doing a rehab stint there. And we show up to the field, put ourselves in the locker room, and I walked out just to check the field out. He's out there throwing against hitters just on the field, and he was right there. And we had the whole dugout just out there, just in awe watching him throw. It was pretty funny.
Well, Kyle, I really appreciate you taking the time and you know, visiting with me today, and I appreciate, you know, your connection to Pleasantville still, and you know, nice hearing about your relationship with Sheldon Card. But if you were to give any advice to maybe somebody that's in Pleasantville right now, say maybe a kid that's at the elementary school or the middle school that's just picking up baseball, what advice would you give to them if they want to, you know, maybe someday get to the level where you're at?
Have fun with it. Like, and baseball is hard. Find the fun in it and just keep going with it. Like, baseball is a game of failure. And I mean, the best hitters fail 7 out of 10 times. So have fun with it and compete. That'd be the only thing I have to say.
Once again, that was a Where Are They Now segment with former Pleasantville baseball player Kyle Ament. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.